Hello, welcome back to Fountain Pen and Stationery Season 5, Episode 4. I am your host, Frank. So today, let's talk about some recent releases and cover some small news in the Fountain Pen world. First topic of the day, it appears that the Lamy has been sold to Mitsubishi Pencil Company. Well, as everyone knows, like a lot of the Japanese giant corporation conglomerate, they have a lot of sub-companies under them. And Mitsubishi is of no exceptions, except that in this case, it's the Mitsubishi Pencil Company. And the Mitsubishi Pencil Company is also the company that brings us unit balls and such. And so, honestly, this is actually not too bad of a merger or slash purchases because, first of all, Mitsubishi's Uniball, specifically, their quality control is still pretty on point. There's really hasn't been too much issues with their ballpoints or gel pen lineup. They don't really have a solid fountain pen products line, I would say. In fact, I am not aware if there really is any fountain pen product lines at the moment, actively existing at the moment. So purchasing Lamy may be just a way for them to broaden their horizons into other stationary worlds. And as for Lamy, the fact that it's sold, that means a shareholder or the original owner probably doesn't want to run a company anymore. And let's be honest here. Hopefully, the manufacturers in Germany will actually get a little bit better / more precise nib grinding styles, nib grinding quality control compared to the other Japanese nibs, because the official acceptable tolerance variance of Lamy actually allows you to have a medium-sized nib that is smaller than a fine nib. They're actually considered acceptable under Lamy, if I recall correctly. I can't remember which exact nib size it is, but basically is in Lamy's classification system is tolerable to go from one size up or one size down, comparing if you're looking at the maximum size of the acceptable tolerance versus the minimum size of the acceptable tolerance. No one really realized or know, and so a lot of people, of course, is caught off guard. Granted, I hope, and I don't think this really is going to impact us as consumers. More or less just the money exchange, and I don't think the culture shift will be too much of an issue as well. At least, hopefully, it's not going to be too much of an issue as well. I think the only downside that I have seen so far is that officially, Lamy is no longer providing parts for their S2000 pens. Most recently, someone on Reddit has requested to have his S2000 repaired, and Lamy has responded to him saying that unfortunately, even though previously Lamy actually able to provide him with parts of the pen repair, their new policy moving forward is the fact that the entire pen will be replaced upon any defect. So that means that if you have a very special S2K or a very special Lamy pen in general, and if you really want to preserve that pen, you don't want to bring it into Lamy because they're going to swap it out for a new one. And your new old trustworthy, trusty pen, it will no longer be your old trusty pen. It will be a new one under the same model. All right, so the next product will be the Kaweco Special Limited Edition Apricot colorway. This is a new Kaweco sports fountain pen, roughly at about $30 USD, depends on where you are and where your country is. And this is a semi-translucent orange color pen with a shimmer / shiny particles inside, hence the apricot name. Imagine something that is similar to the pelican barrel, golden barrel ink, but you have that as a fountain pen with a little bit of translucentness in them. This comes with, from the looks of it, a plated steel nib that is also golden color, so it matches the rest of the pen as well. For $30, that is honestly not too bad of a buy for a limited edition. Alright, the next product release is from a company that I have briefly covered before. This is from So and So Fine Stationery in Australia. They have recently been collaboration with Tabino Shizuku Pen Company and made by glass artist Mai Sakurai. This is a lot of glass dip nib made in a very specific thing. So, for example, the one that I have taken interest the most is the Sakura. And the Sakura, actually, let's listen to the description. He said the cosmetic feather glass is a manifestation of magical writing instruments to bring joy to writer and beholder, brought to life by glass artist Mai Sakurai. And if you take a look at the pen, I think the description and the thing kind of reminds you of the Cardcaptor Sakura older anime, because the entire pen body is pink with a white feather looking ending that is actually very similar as well. And there is a total of, I believe, 8 different colorways. A lot of the pen has already sold out by the time of recording, because I have actually mistimed the release date of this. There's a total of 8 colorway. Currently, only 1, 2, 3 colorway that's not sold out, and that is the Itehari Winter Indigo, and I'm gonna butcher this one as well. The Aki Ulala, and which is Anthem. The rest are sold out. I have contacted the owner of So-and-So, and she has responded that there will be future restock as well, but it may be mid-year, or maybe later, depending on the artist's availability to create glass dip pen like these. So, if you're interested, either add it to the wish list, or if you like the color that is still available by the time you hear this podcast, please feel free to purchase them. All right, the next topic I actually want to cover is my very recent purchase of a fountain pen. This is like the very first fountain pen I have bought in 2024. I have originally saw the photo of this pen on Reddit and Discord, and it has intrigued me significantly due to the colorway, because I believe I have missed out a similar colored fountain pen prior to this. It's the Leonardo Memento Zero Grande 2.0 fountain pen in the Galactic Universe colorway. So, okay, let's talk about this. This is my first Leonardo fountain pen, and so I went in with the high expectation of trying out a new fountain pen brand and a new fountain pen mechanism slash, new design principles of the new fountain pen, right? Because Leonardo is supposed to be making their own nib unit feed along with the pen nowadays. So I was actually kind of excited to see how the new pen will feel in hand and how the new pen will actually perform. First of all, this has the same issue as purchasing an unknown quality fountain pen that is turned from a blank that has many color slash pattern variation. For example, in the website description, this and a lot of websites show the galactic universe is a mostly blue color pan, a deep, deep blue color with multiple layers of purple, and some white and sparkle in between to represent the stars in the galaxies. And the overall pan gives you a wondrous feeling that you are staring into you're basically staring into the Milky Way with the color of a pan. However, with having this pan in person, the color is a little bit more blue than I would have liked. I thought it is going to be a much darker blue in person, but this one is a little bit lighter blue, which is, in all honesty, not too bad of a negative. The only issue I have with this pen is the fact that, at least to my pen color, right, is the fact that this specific color mix that I receive has a lot of brown in them. And not just like a very often mix of brown, but it has large patches of brown that goes through the entire pen. However, in a sample photos, and this rarely happens on the pen photo, the browns there are just occasionally in there to add more color and to kind of like bring out the contrast between space. But mine is a large blob of very large and very yellowish brown color. Even though on most of the websites, it is a dark brownish color compared to the yellow color on my pen. So this pen was purchased from Pen Venture because by the time that I have discovered this pen's existence, it's pretty much sold out all across USA. And Pen Venture is one of the very last stores that actually still have this pen readily available for sales. So I was excited to make the purchase, and the funny thing is after I purchased, maybe after half a day, I received an email from their customer support, Emmy. Well, turns out that there was a error in their listing. I originally selected 1.5 millimeter of gold nib from Leonardo. If any of you have ordered from this company before, you might have also realized the problem. There is no 1.5 millimeter nib from Leonardo available, and the only 1.5 millimeter available would be the steel nib. I was thinking that, oh boy, I must got a steel because this one is a steel, is a gold nib, 1.5 millimeter for only $300 USD. Well, turns out that is a listing error, and if I really want a gold nib, I will have to pay close to 400 EU, and I am going to have to downsize the nib size from a 1.5 down to a 1.1 millimeter for steel nib. Well, after some careful consideration, I have just downsized down to a broad nib in steel, just to have a more juicy writer. And honestly, nowadays, I find the wetness of the pen to be not that much association with the nib material itself, but more with the feed. And Leonardo making their own feed, I decided to try out and see how well their pen performs without the gold nib. For a steel bronze nib, this one writes very well. It is very, very smooth on all papers. It writes, I would say, moderately wet. It's not a fire hose per se, but it is also on the wetter side of the nib. It writes fantastically on the right side up and also the upside down position with a very much finer tip. So that is actually a very big bonus. If you order, if you like me and order a broad nib, so that a lot of times you can write in smaller letters without any issue. There's no scratchiness in the nib. It was tuned really, really well, I would say, in terms of writing experience. But if you are trying to clean this, where you're trying to mess around with the nib unit, you realize that there, in my opinion, the fit and finish of the pen can use some improvement. So per se, the trim, the golden bands, and the cap, they are all very, very well fit with each other, with very little amount of tolerances or lift or edges when they are combined together, which is great. This is something that even Conan failed to do. However, there are some small finishing touches that I wish they can improve in the future. First of all is the threading. The threading was very grindy, very sandy-like, very sand-like in the very first time I have decided to uncap this pen. Subsequently, after about roughly 50 to 60 rounds of capping, uncapping on purpose, I believe I smoothed out the mechanism of the threaded barrels and the threading basically, enough that it is now a pretty decent feeling pen that is somewhat worth its price range of $300. By the way, the pen itself has an ink window. The threading is only one turn only, so it will be actually pretty fast for everyday usage. The grip itself is for the 12.4 millimeter wide at the widest area, and the pen itself, the barrel, is 15.6 millimeter at the widest area, and at the tip where the filling mechanism for piston filler is about 11.2 mechanism in diameter. So this is a pretty chunky pen. Any pen that is more than 15 millimeter in diameter on the, I believe more than 11 millimeter on the grip, can be considered as a larger size pen already. So it actually feels really well in the hand. My only gripe, like I said before, is the fit and finish in some small details. For example, in this one, their custom cut nib feed, I'm not even sure it's custom cut, but their feed is a little more see-through than I thought it would be. And at the same time, when I try to adjust the nib and the feed, it turns out that the nib it's not even friction fit. It is friction fit. It's very, very loosely friction fit with the feed. Basically, I could easily wiggle the feed around in the pen and without using much force. And this is something that you rarely see happens in Japanese pens or even the German pen or even the Yovo and Bach nibs. They typically don't do this, but then on the Leonardo one, I guess the feed is a lot looser than it's supposed to be. The last complaint is not really necessarily a manufacturing issue. It is more of a pen design issue that I have with this pen. As you know, Leonardo makes their own pen completely. So in this pen, they have opted to use the same clip of this pen with every other pen they have available. So what's the issue though? The issue is the fact that the Momentum Zero Grande is a giant, massive pen. The default Leonardo clip is actually relatively tiny. This clip is even about, I would say, 70% the length of a Pilot Starting Silver. And a Pilot Starting Silver pen is much thinner and smaller at about only, 85% length and maybe 90% to 80% of the running diameters. So as you can probably tell, the clip on the Leonardo Momentum Zero looks really tiny compared to the rest of the pen. this, of course, is a preference to the users, but it just feels like the clip is a little bit undersized. It's like a huge, tall person wearing a size 8 or wearing a size 7 shoes. It just doesn't seem to fit too well. So for $300 USD, is this pen worth it? I think the value of worth is to the eye of a beholder. For me personally, I don't think it's worth it that much, because the buying the pen, the whole point is to have a blank that really reminds me of the galaxies. And what the colorway I received has a little bit too much brown to me. Maybe for a lot of people that's all right, but to me it's not how I will imagine what a galaxy will look like. Hence, of course, this may not be based on reality, but it's just not what I would think that I would ultimately imagine in my mind when the term galaxy is brought up. So, but other than that, I think for $300, this is a pretty well-performing pen. It checks all the boxes. It checks all the right boxes for reasons to own a pen. And the only reason for you to not own the pen would probably just be the design language with the clip. And of course, whether you like the pattern of the blink or not. All right, moving on to the next product. Pilot just, not Platinum. Platinum just released their newest Shape of Heart product, the limited edition chai latte Shape of Heart in the 3776 form. The last Shape of Heart release was in black. This one is in chai latte color, which means it's like a light brownish cap color along with a light white color pen barrel. So if you're interested, and oh, by the way, the entire reason why it's called the Shape of Heart is because their nib stamp is in a reverse heart shape if you take a look at it. So they have encapsulated that with some diamond-looking materials, and they have placed them in the finials. So on the top of a pen, you can see a tiny little heart piece in the gold and some diamond shape items at the tip. And the next one, I'm not sure when this one's going to be released. This is the Marumon. They announced this in their USA Instagram the other day. They are releasing a Marumon notebook to celebrate their 20th anniversary. They are going to use 50 GSN of paper, 120 pages of 5mm dotted sheets, and it also comes with two bookmarks. The first two colors is going to come in, the first four colors, I'm sorry, it's going to come in black, light gray, mint green, and navy. And they say this will be a limited edition, but so far from what I could tell, there has not been an official release yet. So let's wait until when it's released, and once it's out, I'll probably buy one and share how it is. And the next one, I'm not sure when this one's going to be released. This is the Marumon. They announced this in their USA Instagram the other day. They are releasing a Marumon notebook to celebrate their 20th anniversary. They are going to use 50 GSN of paper, 120 pages of 5mm dotted sheets, and it also comes with two bookmarks. The first two colors is going to come in, the first four colors, I'm sorry, it's going to come in black, light gray, mint green, and navy. And they say this will be a limited edition, but so far from what I could tell, there has not been an official release yet. So let's wait until when it's released, and once it's out, I'll probably buy one and share how it is. The next release is from Stylostyle. Well, technically, this isn't exactly a fountain pen release, I would say. This is more like a new service. They have announced their Grind Your Writing, the specialty nib program. So what they do is that when you purchase a pen that is roughly, from what I could tell, from $80 up to $460. You can ask them to send the PAM to a certain nibsmith, for example, the nib grinder, Mark Bacchus in USA. You can send it to CY at Tokyo Station. You can send it to JJ Lax Pen Company. Have them take care of a nib, reshape the nib, and then they will ship the nib back. They will ship the nib to you as you purchase from them. So because one of the biggest issue apparently in European countries is that it is extremely difficult to get the nibmeister to grind the actual nib for you. And of course, if you commission a certain individuals, and there's always the shipping fee, there is the handling fee, the time. In addition to that, there's also the risk of sending your much more expensive pen going through the shipping service. So StyloStyle decided to simplify the process a bit, and to, I guess, the best part of this is probably to minimize the risk to the users themselves, so that they will be handling the logistics of having the nib masters work on your pens. And they will just do, maybe they will batch ship all the pens together to the nib master for a much lower cost compared to individuals. And then they're going to get it back in Europe and redistribute it and sell to everyone else. And there is a list of grinds that's available, and there is also the list of pens available is actually fairly large. There is 6 pages on their product page that is available for nib grinds. So if you want to experience certain types of nibs, I believe this is probably one of the best way to do it at the moment. I'm not entirely sure of the wait time, because I know some of these nibmeisters may take a long time when they are producing the pen, when they're working on the pen. But I don't think any one of the one listed here has a extensive backlog compared to the likes of Mike Masuyama. All right, so the next product I want to cover is actually a company called Automog, AUTMOG. He is based in Canada, Vancouver. And from the looks of it, he is a machinist by trade, and he makes all his pens in his own shop. What he makes are titanium / brass pens. Most of them are clicker pens. And it fits into a certain pen refills. I think this is possibly one of the biggest issue with his pens, is that they are not universal. He made each pen. Some of his older pens apparently has a little bit more variety that he can fit in, but most of the later release, each pen only really fits in one type of refill. They are all clicky mechanism. But for example, if you buy a pen, that he will actually say, this is for Pilot G2 only, this is only for Parker refills, this is only for Pentel Energel. So before you purchase this pen, you might want to reconsider the size of the pen you want to go for, or the type of refill you want to go for, because compared to some other, like say Tactile Turn, that has a certain capability list of different types of pens, different types of refill that you can use. This one is mainly strictly one type of refills at the current time for the current styles of pen that he's making. But if you take a look, it looks great. It is titanium pen body, and the end cap and mechanism is made of brass with a titanium clicky. So it has a little bit of contrast in color. But the entire pen is very, very simplistic and just a machined tube. To the best of my description knowledge, it's a machined tube with some neural engineering to improve grip. And with some of it has a pen clip, some of it does not. And the one that doesn't has a exposed bearing mechanism that you can use to disengage in case the pin, from what I could tell. I will most likely pick one up for the between the G2 and probably the Schmidt refills, at least one of them. Most likely leaning toward the G2 refills at the moment, because all his pens are roughly costing from $80 to up to $120. This is actually quite a bit for a normal ballpoint / refill type style pens. However, at the same time, all his pens are made of high grade material, either titaniums or full brass or copper. And at those prices, that's actually not too bad of a buy. All right, lastly, I got a little bit bored over the last couple of weeks. And I have decided to venture into pencil a little bit. So far, I have purchased a High Uni Blackwing 602 gray version, along with Tombow, based on a friend's suggestions. I have been trying them. All I can say is that the difference of pencil feeling is much, much more subtle than fountain pen tip feeling. It's like fountain pen tip, when the grind is right, If a grind is uneven, when it's maybe spotting, or there is a smooth edge that is not smooth out between the times, the difference is pretty big. Pencil-wise, though, I'll be completely honest with you, I could hardly feel the difference when I first tried it out. The difference become much more apparent after I use it for a couple weeks. Currently, it's like a week and a half. But, it is much, much more subtle than the fountain pen. The difference of fountain pen inks and fountain pen tips and different kind of nib grinds. I will keep you updated with my discoveries and see how I feel or what I will recommend end up getting. Mainly due to the fact that, this is the most top three most recommended pencil, right? I kind of want to try to see if there's any lesser recommendation, or I just want to stick with these three and try the experience to see which one is actually I would want to get. Because while the Blackwing at the moment, it feels like the Blackwing 602 gray breaks up in the most powdery feel way. I'm not sure what's the right way to say it, but when the pencil lead gets grinded down by the paper and it breaks apart, it has the smoothest feedback or the smoothest feelings. However, it is not too far away. In fact, I would say it's probably the same, maybe placebo, compared to the High Uni from Mitsubishi. And the Mitsubishi one is at a much, much cheaper price. So, with that being said, I will have to experiment and play with some of these fountain pens, and I'll report back in about a week or two and see how it goes. All right, that concludes today's episode. You can find us at fountainpenandstationery.com. You can find our Instagram at fountainpenandstationery without underscores. And you can email us at fountainpenstationery@gmail.com. Again, that is fountainpenstationery@gmail.com. Well, hopefully everyone have a good night, a good day as well. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.